Yeah, God bless you, saints. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm Pastor Kimani from Eldoret, Kenya. And I appreciate God for this opportunity of taking this week's daily devotion. Let me start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, God. I want to worship you this morning. I glorify you, gracious Father, because you've given me the God, the opportunity, Master, to speak to your children that you purchased with your own blood. Amen. You are the Lord. You are to do it, O God of glory. And I pray, Lord, that you come and take over and speak, God, to us as you deem it fit, O God. This thought that I feel in my heart, I commit to your hands, O Father. May it, God, be of benefit to your children and the entire body of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, it's been quite a while, but we thank God for everything. I want to go to the book of Samuel. Of time, First Samuel, chapter 3, verse 1. To 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And for the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid to sleep. Now, God willing, I want to share thoughts, and this thought is about, I want to call it, take it from the first verse of this chapter. There was no open vision. There was no open vision. we know that the child Samuel was a child of promise, I would say. He had been born of the parents who are desperate, particularly the mother, for a child. And he was born at a time when things were so compromised in Israel that it was very rare to see the works of God or hear the voice of God. At that time, Eli was the priest. And from the way we hear of Eli in the second chapter of this book, he was so laxed that things were not working right in the land of Israel. He was so laxed in the work of the ministry that even his own sons, the Bible says, were actually going contrary. Not even contrary. Yes, contrary to the commandments of God. They laid up statutes that are supposed to have been followed. Yet to Eli, he had gone to the level of looking at things, you know, point of wanting to understand humanly. Now, may I just see this part on the second chapter of 1 Samuel, verse 12. But the Bible says, no, look, let's look at the children of Eli. Now, the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in sitting with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. Now, we told that the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. That is, they were worthless children. Having been brought in a priestly house, there was a big failure in the way things to do with the temple of God were being handled. And the Bible speaks of them in verse 22, the character of these children were born of the priest. And the Lord, Now Eli was very old and had all that his sons did unto Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now you can hear the kind of behavior these sons of Eli had started to do in the house of God. And when Eli heard, what did he say? And he said that to them, why do you eat such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all these people. Nay, my sons, for it's no good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Understanding they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Now, if you look at this part here, Eli was soft, trying to understand his children, like I would want to say, the condition that is in the world today. People are so compromising. Parents are so compromising on the character of their children. They are almost idolizing their children at the expense of the word of God. The fire, the strictness that the parents had over the character of their children has so much been compromised, to the extent that today, let me just start with that. Okay. Parents would see the character of the children changing from what they have taught them, and they just look at it and say, oh, is the children, you know, change, these have changed. Behaviors have changed. You know, it's not the days we were in, it's a different days. I'll tell you something. This character that he looked at, and he knew exactly what was going on. He knew exactly that the children, the report he was getting were from his own children. And instead of rebuking them, he was, I don't know which language I can use, trying to admonish them softly. And you see, already sin was in the church. And we have heard that behavior today in very many fellowships where pastors, where parents are compromising on the standards of the word in their homes. They are compromising on the standards of the word in their churches. They are compromising on even the morality. Young people, I'm so to say, are engaged in fornication. No one seems to talk so much about it. No much rebuke. I'm talking about the message. I'm talking about outside. But because in the denomination is the order of the day, nothing is so big there. And it became a norm. It's acceptable. It's agreeable. But here, where we expect to be the light, the church of God is supposed to be the light. The church of God is supposed to show some peculiarity of the gospel in the manner of Eli's behavior. So is so with many churches we have today. Because we are told that Eli actually was a compromiser. I would say that. As much as he was there and when he's missing the word of God. But those big question was, the scripture still says that this word was precious in those days. It was rare. And you realize that even today, you know, churches, let me just narrow, because I believe I'm speaking to basic believers, that we have so many believers and so many ministers in the anti-message movement. But there's one thing that is lacking, the character of the word, the reality of the word, the power of the word, the authority that goes with the word is lacking seriously. Churches are growing colder as we go along. And this, when God saw what Eli was doing, and he realized that he was not changing, he had forgotten about his calling. He looked, sent a prophet, or the Bible talks of a man sent from God. Verse 27 of chapter 2 reads like this. And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of the father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And I chose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me. And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice, at mine offering, which I have commanded in mine habitation, and honored thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. God wasn't happy. He had called him. And my fellow ministers, let us know this, that God has called us to be ministers in his vineyard, to be laborers in his vineyard. God has called us to be a door, the children of God. Because when God wants to reach his children, he's coming through the ministers. God has called the ministers to be a way. That's why he called Eli. He called that house of Eli. But the Bible rebukes the man of God who has been sent to Eli, rebuked him. and told him that he had lifted his sons above the word of God. That's one mistake he made. And that's why I'm saying that that's even where the mistake is. Today, our children go to college. Let me talk from the perspective of my country. They'll come back during holidays, change the attire, the mode of dressing for girls, even for boys, the mode of shaving for boys. And the parents will look at it, and the parents will raise a voice. They just feels okay, their children. So maybe they will grow. I don't know. They will have to grow it. I don't know. But the scripture has clearly stated, I give the responsibility that we are the ones to bring the children in the ways of the Lord. And no matter how educated, how learned, how big they become, how well, how prosperous they become, the word of God must be upheld without compromise, without showing forth, what do you call it? What we may call here in our country, say, understanding. No, Eli tried to understand that these are children. Eli tried to understand the human nature. Eli tried to understand that maybe you don't have to be so hard on your children because we need them. You know, life is changing. We want to understand how the situation, the conditions of the world are changing. Now, God went to Eli. He says, wherefore, I mean verse 30, the Lord God of Israel says, I say indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. That's exactly what God says. Them that honor me, I will honor. Them that do not honor me shall be lightly esteemed. Let us know this as children of God, that our God is not lowering his standards. And I want to speak this with my eyes direct to the ministers, that God is not lowering his standards. We are responsible for the souls that God has placed under us. Maybe Eli wanted to be a bit popular. Maybe Eli wanted to look like he understands the conditions of people. And look like he was a good pastor or a good man. But you can see his goodness, what his goodness produced. A mess, a disgrace, abomination in the temple of God. And today also, God is looking at us that we should uphold the sanctity, the holiness, the purity of God's word. Whether we are going to remain alone, we must uphold the purity and the sanctity of God's word, regardless. So let not be counted, looked at like we are trying to look to be popular. Like you want to be popular so that people can talk well of you. Brethren, we don't want to be talked well of. We want God to be spoken well of. We want God to be glorified. We want God to be honored in our fellowships, in our ministry. Because if it's not going to work like that, we are responsible. Brethren, as we continue tomorrow, I want to leave this word with you. God is not lowering his standards. The character of our friend Eli made the children of God abhor the offerings of the temple. Let's not be responsible for any failure, for any dissatisfaction from God's children, for any discouragement that can meet God's children. Let the word of God be upheld. God bless you. We'll continue tomorrow, God willing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.